T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's take you up to Detroit, and Tori Petry covers the Lions, and she is joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Tori.
Tori.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good. Tori, what direction is this Detroit Lions franchise going in right now?
Well, they hope that they're heading in a better direction after their bye week. They had their bye week in week 5. This last week in week 6, they were able to get a win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. They looked a whole lot better. They've struggled in those first 4 games of the season before their bye week. They only had one win before that bye. Now they have 2. They really hope things are starting to turn around, but they've really got to get back on track and get back on track quick to turn the season around.
What is Falcons fans, you know, obviously we don't play the Lions an awful lot, so you know, what of this team is the one area that Falcons fans could say, okay, we've got to stop the Lions. We got to do this best.
Well, I think that the offense is really this team's strength. It's Matthew Stafford at the helm. He's got some really great weapons on that offense and guys like Kenny Golladay and TJ Hockenson. And then this last week, we really saw what DeAndre Swift can do in the backfield, the rookie out of Georgia, who I'm sure many people in your audience are familiar with. And then, you know, they also have Adrian Peterson, who's done some good things for them at running back as well. So it's really being able to stop this offense. They've struggled a little bit in the red zone. So if you can stop them in the red zone, that bodes well for the Atlanta Falcons.
You know, it's funny because Matt Stafford has been there for a while, and, you know, there's been a lot of speculation of his future. What do you think his future is in Detroit, and will he be there for a while?
I think that that's what he wants and that that's his plan. This guy is an amazing football player, and I really think that it comes down to the fact that wins aren't necessarily a quarterback stat. This guy has played so well over the course of his career, but oftentimes it's been all on his shoulders, and that's just too much for a quarterback to be responsible for. He needs to have the supporting cast around him, and he needs to have a defense to be able to depend on. And, you know, at times I think he has struggled with trying to do a little bit too much because of the pressure that's on him as the quarterback, the franchise quarterback of this team. But he is a very, very talented quarterback. The Lions love what they have in him. And I think that, you know, they've made it clear that they feel he's the future of their franchise.
Tori Petry covers Lions for Fox Sports up in Detroit. She joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. You know, seeing reports this week on the injury situation of the Lions, you know, one thing to have injuries, another to have injuries when you're talking about guys like Marvin Jones and Trey Flowers and the impact they can have on the game. Dez Trufant, who, of course, Falcons fans know very well, star for this
right.
team for a number of years. So you've got some injuries in some key positions here. How are they set for the game on Sunday?
Yeah, the cornerback position is definitely one to keep an eye on this week. Desmond Trufant, obviously, you guys know, he hasn't been able to go for much of this season. He suffered a hamstring injury in game 1 and has been kind of in and out of the lineup there at cornerback. But they've really been developing a couple of young guys, Jeff Okuda, who they took with the number 3 pick in the draft out of Ohio State, and then a guy named Amani Oruwariye, who was drafted 5th out of Penn State last year. But he's really come on this season. Of course, the Lions traded away Darius Slay in the offseason, so they've kind of had to build at that cornerback position. So we'll see if Desmond Trufant is able to go. Another one to keep an eye on is the Lions starting slot cornerback Justin Coleman. He went on IR early in the season, and he returned to practice this week. Now, we don't know if he's able to go for the game on Sunday, but he is a huge part of their defense. You know, you think, oh, he's just a slot cornerback, but that's a starting player on a defense in the NFL these days. So he is a very important part of their defense. So if he's able to go on Sunday, that's good news for the Lions. Maybe not so good news for the Falcons.
Okay, Tori, I'm going to let you know something. Full disclosure, I picked the Chicago Bears to win the Super Bowl, to get to the Super Bowl this year. In your eyes, because you get to see them, are the Chicago Bears legit, and can they make it all the way?
Well, I think that the Chicago Bears sure looked legit to Lions fans and Falcons fans after the games that both of those teams had against the Bears. I don't know if I'm quite buying in on the Bears yet. I mean, they have been playing pretty well. They've pulled out some games that people thought that they weren't going to, and in the case of the Falcons and the Lions games, probably shouldn't have won. So I don't know if I'm buying in on the Bears yet. As far as the NFC North goes, it's clear that the Packers are at the top of the division out here in the Midwest. The Lions are kind of scratching and clawing their way, like you guys saw last week with the Minnesota Vikings. Not playing too great so far this season, but I just don't know if I'm in on the Bears yet.
Tori Petry covers the Lions for Fox Sports, joining us from Detroit on the WadeForward.com hotline. You know, around here, you know, the Dan Quinn gets fired and Raheem Morris takes over, and all he does is take the team, an 0-5 team, up to Minnesota cold and beat the hell out of the Vikings. You know, which is what we're hoping, that, you know, that maybe we've got a little bit of life left in us. Is there a sense in Detroit, like, keep breeding frustration to Lions fans as to why, you know, the Lions keep hanging around with Matt Patricia and the pressure he's under to produce? Does he have to do it this season? And are they ever going to kind of move forward with the franchise, or no?
Well, I think the ownership made it clear last year that they have expectations for this to be a season where this team competes. Now, we're only 6 games into the season so far. The Lions have 2 wins. If they are able to win on Sunday, that puts them at 3-3, which, okay, that's not too bad. It just feels a lot worse than it is because of some of those games that they had won and then they ended up losing out on. But I think the thing that ownership is looking at is that this is a team that has gone through several different head coaches over the past few years. And even though they did hire Matt Patricia to kind of get them over that hump into playoff contention and winning playoff games, he had a totally different system and totally different way of doing things than the coach before him. So it did take some time to kind of input his system, bring his guys in, change things into the way that he wanted them done. And they don't want it to be a revolving door at head coach. So that's kind of where they're at. They're kind of saying that, you know, we can't just keep replacing the regime every 3 years or every 2 years and, you know, expecting that to work, because sometimes it takes some time to establish the system that you're trying to put into place. But at some point, that system does need to be established, and I think the Lions are looking for Matt Patricia to get that done this year.
Yeah, this year, right. See here that you're a Tampa Bay Rays fan, and, you know, we won't hold your Florida. Our producer's a Florida fan. We don't hold it against him. But, you know, you must be excited about the World Series. Around here, I'll just speak for myself, Tori. I'm rooting for the Rays kind of begrudgingly, because I don't want Tampa to win anything, but they're playing the Dodgers, so but you got to be pretty excited. I mean, we thought we had those guys on the ropes, and of course we let them go. Right?
Hey, I was rooting for the Braves too. I am a Tampa Bay Rays fan at heart, but fun fact, Chipper Jones is actually my cousin, so I do have a little bit of love for the Braves, and I really was hoping that you guys could pull it out over the Dodgers, but hopefully my Rays are able to get it done over the Dodgers in the World Series. That's definitely what I will be doing tonight, is rooting on the Rays. So that's been a fun little bright side to 2020 for me, and I am very sorry to the Braves fans who that might break their heart a little bit, because they were so close.
So close, so close.
So close, so close. You know, story of our lives down here in Atlanta. You know, I mean, not that it hasn't been a minute for folks and fans to either. I mean, it has been. Boy, it had been a minute. I mean, you know, they had the great run of the Red Wings. They had the great run of the Pistons. But, you know, it's a little dry up there, too. So I can imagine they're chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I think Detroit sports fans are hoping for some success at some point soon. And I know all these franchises are trying, but it's been a little bit of a struggle in Detroit sports the last few years.
Tori, I got to ask you one other thing. This is totally over here, but just bear with me for a second, because we were talking about it earlier. Little Brown Jug coming up tomorrow, Michigan and Minnesota. You're in that area. How much pressure is this? Are they saying at all in Detroit, Ann Arbor, are they saying that Jim Harbaugh's got to win this year, or we're just getting sick of it?
I think there is a little bit of pressure on the Michigan football program this year to turn things around. But I think that it really comes down to that Michigan-Ohio State game. I think that that is really where it all lies, is they want a program that can finally beat Ohio State. And that's such a tall order because Ohio State has been so good for so many years. But I think that that is the frustration amongst the Michigan fan base, is they finally want to be able to beat Ohio State, and they just haven't been able to.
Well, I appreciate your joining the program, Tori, and thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
You're
the best.
Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!